The Song of Songs, written by the great lover, Solomon, builder of the temple in ancient Jerusalem, builder of the temple in our souls, in the Jerusalem that resides so deeply in each one of us. The Song of Songs, said Solomon, is holy of holies. In Hebrew, Kodesh Kodoshim, Sanctum Sanctorum. Holy of Holies was the innermost sanctum of the Jerusalem temple. Akiva, mystical master who witnessed the destruction of the temple, teaches that even after the temple is destroyed in history, the deep and profound temple of spirit lives and breathes within us, and the place to access the sacred eros of the Jerusalem temple is in the Song of Songs. All the songs are holy. The Song of Songs is holy of holies. It's within the Song of Songs and her eros and her deep, gorgeous, lilting sexual imagery that we begin to see, to feel, how to be and live and love in the world. Akiva writes, Shira Shirim Mashal. All of the Song of Songs is a mashal, literally an allegory. But he doesn't mean that it's just a language to talk about the holy. He means that Shira Shirim, which speaks in the language of the sexual, teaches us about the holy. The sexual models the holy. The sexual models the erotic. The erotic is far greater than the sexual. The erotic and the holy are one. And we learn how to be holy. We learn how to be an eros in all of the non-sexual dimensions of being. Right? Most of our lives, we learn it from the sexual. The sexual, of course, needs proper boundary and context. But it's not just about boundary and context. It's about knowing that the sexual is, in the deepest sense, the holiest mystical master, which teaches me all the sacred principles of right being, of right action, of right living in the world. Akiva teaches, if the Torah was not given, then all of the world could live according to the commandments of the Song of Songs, the commandments of loving. We're about to go on a journey. It's a journey to the center of your soul. It's a journey in which you, in which I, in which we together are invited to impress our lips on the lips of God. Sod HaNishikim, the secret of kissing, writes the Holy Zohar, the holy mystical book of illumination, brought down by Simon, son of Yochai, mystical master of the Hebrew wisdom tradition. Open your heart. Open it so wide. When you open your heart, when you start to love someone for the first time, you stop being superficial. It's an invitation to be real. Our first journey to set the intention, the alignment, the kavanah for the entire journey is the chant, Sham Eten Et Todai Lach. There I place my love for you. The word todai means love. It means my sexuality. It means my sacred essence. It means all of myself. I'm willing to put myself on the line for you. Find your risk. Find the place where you're willing to put all of yourself. Find the place you want to offer yourself up to be of service. In the Hebrew wisdom tradition, the word for love is ahava, And ahava means both ecstasy, lahava, ecstasy, torch. And it means have, to give. To be a lover is to be of service. It's to be a giver. We have a great desire to be of service. It's a desire that's ridiculed and mocked in so much of our modern context. We have a desire to sacrifice ourselves, to offer ourselves up in sacred context, in transpersonal, gorgeous space. When we don't honor that desire, then it expresses itself in shadow, in sacrificing ourselves on altars which are false, in moving not to gorgeous, transpersonal, sacred space, but in regressing to prepersonal space, the place of the cult, the place where I lose myself. In true sacrifice, I never lose myself. I expand to my highest, deepest, truest self. In true giving, love which is giving, the lover who is the giver. The boundary between giving and receiving blurs and collapses. Giving and receiving become truly one. All of our lives we look for the great deal. You know what a good deal is today? Means you give the least and you receive the most. How sad that is to understand that that's what a good deal is. In the world of temple consciousness, in the holy of holies of the Song of Songs, it's not like that. Giving and receiving are truly one. That's the secret of the kiss, according to the Hebrew mystics. So then is Shekin, because in a kiss, giving and transcending, giving and receiving, transcend and merge into one. Sham etein et todailach. There, here, now, I put my love on the line for you. I give you my whole self and receive all of infinity, all of divinity in return. Sham etein et todailach.